Buck Martinez is the play-by-play voice of the Blue Jays. He joins us on Sportsnet. Buck, thanks so much for doing this.
Jeff, great to be with you this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I watched that game yesterday. My first thought when I looked at the lineup is, honestly, I thought, okay, this is going to be a long day. A lot of guys with some pretty hefty numbers against Mark Burley. But, Buck, he looks, and this is going to seem strange because Mark Burley has kind of been the same guy all along. He looks different earlier this year compared to last year. I don't think he's throwing harder. I mean, I don't think that's ever the case with Mark Burley. But it seems to me that he's making more effective use of the fastball this year.
And, Jeff, there's a lot of things that have factored into his improved start this year. Last April, he had a .635 earned run average. He made five starts, and there was 1-1. This year, he came into camp in better shape. He worked hard to come in and get off to a good start. The second thing he did, traditionally, throughout his career, and it's a long career, he would always skip a start toward the end of spring training, figuring that he wanted to conserve some of his energy and get off to a good start. Well, this year he didn't do that, and he threw more innings, and he got himself fine-tuned. You'll remember the game he threw against the Yankees in spring training, where it was crisp. He was working with Navarro. The quality of his pitches was great. This guy's a real pro, and I think he, like R.A. Dickey, are much more comfortable in the second season with the Blue Jays than they were in the first, and he's gotten off to a great start.
And, you know, Buck, watching that game yesterday, it seemed to me that the bottom of the third inning, and I know both you and Pat referred to this, Deonner Navarro came out. They had a discussion on the mound. Navarro put his hand on Burley's shoulder. They locked up Matt Wieters on an 86-mile-an-hour two-seamer called third strike. And that just seemed to, boy, put the wind in his sails from that point on. And actually, it seemed to put the wind in the sails of the team from that point on.
Well, it sure did. And that was a key moment. And we have seen this several times already this year with Deonner Navarro. He did it with Santos in his first save. He has been a calming influence behind the plate. And also during the breaks in between innings where he'll go sit down and he'll talk about things with the pitcher. And it's a very calming impact. Remember, this guy's playing every day for the first time in 5 years. So he's got a lot on the line, and he wants to prove that he's an everyday catcher once again. Plus, he comes with a pedigree. He grew up in the Tampa Bay organization. He started out with the Yankees, but he really cut his teeth on Tampa Bay pitching. And that's where he learned how to take command of a game, and he's done a terrific job so far. You know, we talk about Burley. Let's don't forget about McGowan and Hutchison. The starters in that three-game series threw 19 in the third innings and gave up one run to the Orioles, who everybody says is the best offensive team in the division. So the starters did a terrific job setting up that series win.
Yeah, and you know, there was – you talked about the crispness, and you've been talking about this since we sat down in spring training. There's a different level of readiness that I see in the field. On the part of this team. It's not just Brett Laurie making those great plays. And maybe it's just the fact that Melky Cabrera's health makes everything look better defensively. But I'm watching this team in the field, and I don't get the sense that I got in the first month last year where there was calamity. Calamity was just a ground ball away. I don't get that sense anymore. And in point of fact, Buck, on the Orioles broadcast yesterday, I watched a little bit of their pre-show, and Buck Showalter said that, which I thought was huge praise for the Jays outfield. He said, other than our outfield, other than the Orioles Gold Glove outfield, he said, I think the Jays, with Melky healthy, have the best outfield defense in baseball.
That's high praise. And, you know, Buck is a student of the game, and he likes to evaluate the opposition. And you go back to the overall attitude, the overall approach of this team, and I'm going to give Jose Bautista a lot of credit for that. When you look at Bautista every single day in spring training, he did everything 100% correct. He ran to his position. He threw the ball well in practice. He shagged the balls, and he set a high, high standard for all those outfielders. And that carries on into the infield. Plus the fact that we had Bonifacio at second base. He had a three-error game early in the season last year. His Stewart was out of position playing third base. No Brett Laurie, no Reyes after the 10th game. The stability that Ryan Goins, Jonathan Sanchez, and his Stewart until he got hurt provide up the middle has been remarkable. And then you've got, that circus play over third. He makes a great play every day. I mean, a great play. And we had a great shot of Mark Burley looking at him after he made that play in the foul line, as if to say, are you for real? But he is playing as well as any third baseman in baseball.
We also, of course, yesterday saw Brett Laurie break out of, I'm going to call it a funk. I'm not really going to call it a slump. He I don't know if even broke out is a word, but he had a home run. He had a couple of good at-bats. Colby Rasmus looks like he might be on one of those Colby Rasmus roles we saw last year where he just, I don't know what it is, Buck. I don't know if it's, an outdoor game, outside a dome, an afternoon game, outdoor, just like spring training used to, whatever the reason. Guys just seem to be, those two players in particular, seem to see the ball so well yesterday. And you could tell just, not just by the hits, but by their reaction to close pitches, too.
Yeah, it was, I think it was a combination of several things, and you're right on the money. It was a gorgeous day. It was about 80 degrees, and everybody felt like baseball once again. And the bats came alive. They set season high in runs and hits and home runs. And, you know, this is the way this club can hit. We've known that. And for the people to say, well, you know, Kevin Seitzer's theory isn't working, we played 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
13 games. Give the guys a chance to settle in. The pitchers have had the upper hand, plus the fact, just tick off the names of the starters Blue Jays have had to face through their first 13 games. It's been an all-star list of starting pitchers, but, you know, that's life in the major leagues. You're going to get that. The good news for the Blue Jays, they move into Minnesota, where Bautista and Encarnacion have always had great series.
Yeah, and, watching Edwin collect a couple of RBIs, it's very much like last year. It's almost identical to last year, isn't it? That slow start. And then it's the RBIs just keep on coming.
You know what? He ended up with 9 home runs and 20 RBIs in April after a similar start to this. And Minnesota might be just what the doctor ordered for Edwin. He's always hit well in this ballpark. And he's seeing the ball well. He was on base 4 times yesterday. Ling was on base 5 times. This is a potent lineup. And when you get Reyes back in the top of the order and put Cabrera in the second spot, then Bautista, Lind, Encarnacion, Navarro, Rasmus, it's a deep lineup. And Kevin Seitzer's getting kind of giddy over what this team can do offensively.
Buck, Mysurus Turris hurt his knee, and to some degree, we'll know that. I guess he's having an MRI today. We'll know the extent of that. Colby Rasmus left the game with a tight hamstring. Mysurus Turris has been in the early going, has been a real contributor offensively and defensively to this team. Now Munenori Kawasaki is up here. They're already without Reyes. Is it a lot to expect Jonathan Diaz and Munenori Kawasaki to kind of keep things together until Reyes gets back here?
No. Jonathan Diaz is an exceptional defensive player. I think he's the new version of Johnny Mack at shortstop and second. He can play both positions. And I don't think they're going to miss a beat defensively. And nobody's going to replace the upbeat offense of Reyes. So you take what you can get. And, Jonathan Diaz has given the club great at-bats. You know, he's got 4 RBIs. I mean, anybody expect that? He's got, and Edwin's just picked up his first 2. So Jonathan has been a very good role player, and that's all they ask of him. And now they have the added protection of Munenori. And I think Jay Happ goes into the bullpen, and you leave the rotation just the way it is. Then you have Redmond and Happ as long men, and the rest of the bullpen sets up very effectively.
You know, Buck, we haven't had a chance to talk. This is the first, I should say, first chance we've had to talk since Dustin McGowan's last outing. What did you see from Dustin in that outing that said to you that, okay, this is, you know, you may be able to expect a little more. It's not going to be like that every night, but you're going to get that type of representative performance every night. What did you see from Dustin that suggested that maybe he had turned a corner?
A much better quality pitch.
Mm-hmm.
He was working down in the zone, and like we see with Burley, it doesn't make so much difference how hard you throw. It's how well you place the ball and how much movement you have when you locate the ball, and that's what he was doing on Friday night. His fastball was explosive down, and it was 91-92. It wasn't 98, but his slider was a wipeout slider, and he's encouraged by the fact that he's starting to get the feel back for his curveball. It's a pitch that obviously he hasn't been able to work on much because he hasn't pitched much.
Right.
But hopefully he'll get a chance to pitch, and that breaking ball will come back to complement his other pitches.
Buck, it was good of you to do this. Enjoy the off day in Minnesota as this road trip continues. And, you know, it like I said in my intro, you know, whatever you think of the American League East, you've got to beat the teams right in front of you. And
that's for sure.
It's a tough lineup that Baltimore ran out there, and I think the Jays have to feel pretty good about themselves after that weekend series.
Well, I know they do, and they're looking forward to meeting up with the Twins tomorrow night.
Take care, Buck.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That is Buck Martinez, the play-by-play voice of the Blue Jays and Sportsnet.